Debbie Ngarawa-Packa in for a kōrero today. We've gone to you a little bit early today as well, Debbie, but thank you for sharing some kōrero with us. Ngā mihi nui kia koe.
Morena, Dale. Thanks for having me.
Well, look, we've been speaking about the COVID threat. Uruwera, Kawhia, Taranaki is not devoid, and many of our Māori community are saying we would like to put up roadblocks, but obviously that's not appropriate. Nervousness perhaps as we build into Christmas and get more people travelling to more places. How are you faring in South Taranaki?
I'm in Pōneke today, and I think I can say from those that we've been talking to, I was in Manawatū on Sunday, Whanganui on Saturday, and I think these are a sense of resignation, really, that, okay, we've moved, we now need to look after ourselves, and what does that look like? And I guess one of the things I really love about our people is that, yep, it's going to be tough. And we are seeing, I think, 50 days consecutive now of Māori being the highest infected with the COVID or the Delta variant. So what I'm seeing now is that energy that locks in when you know that no one's coming over the hilltops to save you, and you need to be really, really clever, innovative, and think about what that looks like. So I've seen a whole lot of discussions, hapu Zooms, businesses talking about what it is that they're going to do to protect themselves, what it is that they want to see. I'm seeing some of the leaders are sort of saying, look, don't come home, come home and, you know, give it a month, which I know is a really tough call, because we're all mucky-mucky for each other. Like, honestly, I think it's been a really exhausting year, and I think people really want to be together and eat together and laugh together, drink together, whatever it is that, you know, keeps you light. But I am seeing a lot of discussions about what home needs to look like if you go into home isolation. I am seeing a whole lot of ideas and a lot of people putting up, you know, gardens in their little patch wherever they have, whether it be in a more flat or out on a patch of grass out the front. And I think, you know, what's been really great is there's a shift from the doom and gloom aspect, which we're always going to have over us, but to, hey, this is how I'm going to do my kai, this is how I'm going to shop, this is how we're going to look after each other, this is what a home kit needs to look like, this is how you use an oximeter. And that's great, because that's the Māori movement of how we look after each other as whānau.
There's been some heat in Parliament, I get the impression, from a guy that you know quite well. Warranted attention and criticism or no?
Okay, so who's the guy? Sorry, I missed the first part of it.
No, I was just under the impression that that Willie took an opportunity to have a swipe at both you and the Nats and ACT.
I feel for Willie, because I know on an ordinary day he would be challenging and doing exactly what we're doing. I mean, he's involved in a big community. He's hearty, like the rest of us. Whether he's in politics, on a radio show, whatever, he's hearty with his community. And I think that the problem is, and it's not personal, the problem is he's in a party that has got some really strong, great brothers and sisters in there, but they're still mainstream. And we have to continue to hold his leader and the government to task. They have failed. They have failed Māori dismally. It doesn't matter whether you're pro-Labor or not. The facts are there. You know, they opened up stopped the elimination when we were 26% behind general public. We now have 50 days consecutive of Māori being the highest affected. We've reached the 3,000 mark. We've got, we've had six deaths, and, you know, that's included three who are Māori males, 40 to 50 years old. It's not a great position to be in, and what we need to do is see a government that Blinken puts in a traffic light system, you know, that has a lane for Māori, because we are hearing about the traffic light system and starting on red, but Māori is still stuck at the roadblock that the government created. We're still 20% behind in the vaccination rate. So the challenge really, and you'll look at my speech last night in the House when we're opposing The bill, the challenge is that we've got mandates and everything being told by Wellington to the rest of us what we have to do. And our question is, so who's going to check this compliance? Who's going to check that vaccinated and unvaccinated aren't mixing? Who's going to check that? Who's the going to go in and make sure the small businesses have to regulate it? And the reality is, no one. It's the ground's going to have to do it. So I just think that Labor and Willie is backing a horse that's saying from one port, you know, which is Wellington, behind desktops, hey, you whānau, this is what you've got to do. And we all look at each other thinking, said who and how? So again, I think this is some of the discussions that we'll continue to challenge the government on. And poor Willie's in the middle of it, knowing that it's his whānau, it's his people, that are worse hit than anyone else in this country. So we're going to hold them to task. We have to.
That's politics, isn't it? And as you say, it's not personal. What's the the focus? Got a couple of minutes before the news. Tell us about your intentions for the week ahead.
Well, we've got a big week. We're in urgency at the moment. So the House stands at 9 o'clock, and it's mainly because the government's rushing through this COVID vaccination bill, and which no one's seen. I think we saw it for a couple of hours. They're not going to have it go through even a small select committee. And I guess, you know, this is a hoo-ha about the way that the government's rolling again. So that's what a lot of our focus is on for the next couple of days, to be honest. We did the Moriori third reading yesterday, which was a real bless. I mean, that is just a story of massive resilience if you get a chance to look it up if you don't know. And then this weekend, I think I'm actually having a quiet weekend. Rawiri's up in Wairiki helping out there because there's a heck of a lot of increases of cases. But hopefully I might get home and be there when my daughter's due to have her twins every day. So, yeah, that's my big imperative.
Best of luck to her too. And what a joy, what a celebration.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, double trouble, maybe.
I know. Very blessed. All right. Blessed, my friend.
Thanks,
thank you.
Thanks, Debbie. All the best. Bye now. Debbie Ngalewa-Packer with